Would you open your Bibles and look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 with us for a little bit tonight? 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, the beginning part of that chapter. Many of you who have been around church and missions would know it to be a passage that speaks about giving in missions, financially giving the missions, important passage. But later on, verse number 16 through 24, we're going to look at, we're going to see about God setting apart some people for an assignment that he has for them, because that is the work that we have as a church to do as well. Apostle Paul some 51 times speaks about the Lord as our Lord, and one time he says, my Lord. He is most certainly Paul's Lord as he is my Lord, but the mission in which God's given us is one that we get to do together. And I love that aspect of ordination service. This should mean something to every one of you. Those of you that know Andy and Lily well, it should certainly mean something to you because these are your friends and you know the desire God's placed in their heart and you're excited for them. Those that may be newer to the church and you haven't had his opportunity, you should be excited because you're part of a church that is moving forward. There's people around the world that do not know that we're meeting right now for their good. And that's what we exist as a church. We meet for the good of some Chinese-speaking people around the world right now as we are ordaining and setting aside a family for such a worthy cause. And I love the togetherness of it. You may not know this is when ordination happens. So Andy was in China 14 years. He spent the first 2 years learning Chinese. And then he learned a whole lot, and then he got married, and he learned even more, right? Learned about everything. What he didn't know, he now knows, right? That's what marriage does for you. He was there 8 years, and then he got married, and he was there for the last 6 years, him and Lily. And while he was there and visiting different churches, God really put in his heart to want to see more churches started, and he wanted to see more people that would get to be trained for the ministry. He wasn't seeing that, but God had placed that desire in his heart, so he reached out to some missionary friends of ours, and then he went and spent 2 years with Mark Tolson and Dalian, China, and serving there. And while he was there, he said, I want to be involved in that work, which brought him to us. And he went through the training center, been part of this church. And then this is just the next step in his life that is one that not only he takes individually, but it's a step that we get to take together with him. So in this chapter, we have a description, a defining characteristic about people. Somebody suggested one time we should have a Sunday where we all have name tags. That way, the person you forgot their name a long time ago, Amnesty Day, right? You're like, I don't really know your name. I've never known your name. And at some point, I should probably learn it, right? And you would have a name tag. How many of you would be in a favor? My name's Trent, all right? And yeah, we should do that sometime. But we jokingly say, well, the good thing is in church, if you don't know somebody's name, you can just say brother, right? You can say, but then we'll describe somebody. You know, the real tall brother, the one that's the brother that sits on the right side of the room, or the goofy brother, or whatever. We all have our own descriptions. Andy certainly has some descriptions, all right, about Andy. You know, the brother who gives the funny updates, all right? You know, married to Lily, has a little cute baby Joy. He has these descriptions about him. And we'd say that the word brother is like the most basic way that we would describe somebody. But even that description is just so full of detail, right? I am saying this is in Christ, this is my brother. I said that because when we read through this passage, you're going to recognize the name Titus, but it's going to mention somebody, the brother. And as we go through this, you're going to get a description about the brother and our brother. And I want you to look at it. Because of the descriptions that we could give for Andy tonight, these are descriptions I believe that are true about him, and I believe they should be true about all of us as people that are following Jesus. But in a work that was being done, they go at great length to describe the people that are doing to work the work. And it isn't at all to puff up somebody and to try to make these people as unique and make them stand out. We're all called in the Bible to this holy living. We're all called to live in this mission. But all the surrounding descriptions of the messenger here, of the brother or our brother, is to remind us not how special the people are, but how important the work is, right? What do we see in Acts 6? They're having a problem with tables and administration. What kind of people do they need? They need Jesus-loving people. They need God-fearing people. Because the work that we do requires that God would work in and through us. And so as I read verses 16 through 24, I want you to notice some of the descriptions that are given for the brother here, our brother, and then I want to walk through the passage with you and looking at those. Verse 16, "But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother, whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing the honest things not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent, upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do you inquire of Titus, he is my partner and my fellow helper, concerning you or our brethren be inquired of. They are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf." There's an unidentified brother here that is going to accompany Titus from Corinth on Paul's behalf. It speaks about the description of this brother, tells us about who's traveling with him, and there's some information given and some things that are withheld. But Paul, in the first part of this chapter, they're sending to bring an offering, and he's saying, "I have spoken highly of you people, and I want to do things in such a decent and orderly fashion that we would be above reproach and honest, so we're going to pick some people, we're going to choose some people for this assignment." The church said there's an assignment that needs to be done, and we're choosing the brother, our brother, to join Titus to go and accomplish this assignment. The first thing we would see in verse number 16 is this: "But thanks be to God, which has put the same earnest care in the heart of Titus for you." I said this in the meeting before, to spend time with Andy Smith makes you want to spend more time with Andy Smith. And I mean that so much. I really do. To hear him speak about what God had placed in his heart. I love speaking to Christians when they talk about God placing something in their heart. The God of heaven intervenes in this world and sets desires in the hearts of his people to change the course of history. And so to hear Andy speak about his love and his desire to get back to that part of the world and share the gospel, I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for putting an earnest care and desire in our heart to do the work. And I recognize that in Andy's life. I recognize that in your life. The work of the Lord begins with the work in the heart of his people. So when we first met Andy, all we really knew about him is that he aspired to be in the ministry, that he had a desire. And that is a good thing. The Bible says he that desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good thing. But that by itself would only be a good thing. But during the same amount of time as he had that desire in his heart, he followed the word. And as he followed the word, we as a church get to affirm that calling, that this desire that he had wasn't for selfish gain. It wasn't for an ungodly ambition, but the desire that he was placed in his heart was the care of other people. And as we saw that, and he's motivated us and speak about that, that also grows in our heart. So first of all, we thank God today for placing a desire in the hearts of people to do the work in which he has called us to do as a church. Verse number 18, it says, "And he sent with him the brother, whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches." This is a wonderful thing to be known for. The churches knew that this person was capable of sharing the gospel. What an incredible testimony to be known for. Of all the things that a person could be known for, this is of the utmost importance. No matter what job that's going to be given to Titus and the brother, the other brother that goes with them, they're going to need people that are capable and able to give the gospel. So the highest of priorities that can never be overstated when it comes to leading up to the time of ordination is, does our brother here know and love the gospel, and can he communicate it? And I want to say yes and amen to that. And that should be true of every one of us in here. This is the praise. It's great, isn't it? It's like one of the greatest compliments in the world. This person is known for the preaching of the gospel among all the churches. And what is his name? The brother. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what his name is. What matters is that the gospel is going forth. And so they were chosen for the task. But not only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us by the grace. This requires a church that is being aware of the needs that are there and then identifying people in the congregation that are capable and able to help meet all of those needs. I just came back from Flushing, New York, and from the Bronx, or Bronx. They said I never said it right, all right? They said, you're not from here, are you? I'm like, I haven't even said anything yet. They're like, you just don't look like you belong here, all right? And when I was there, I had so much fun, and I look forward to telling you some about it Sunday. The Canet Vans will be in the service with us. They're traveling right now, and they'll come through. But there's this one moment that was just so special for us. I was already sharing with some of you, Brother Eric and others, tonight if I saw you. It's at the end of the service. In the Chinese church there, Truth Baptist Church, I had spoken about Cain and Abel. There's about 12, 13 people sitting around after the service. Unbelievers, new believers, some that have been around church a little bit more. And they're just debating and talking about Cain and Abel. This one lady who came for the first time said, I think Abel's sacrifice was fine. Who's God to say that it was wrong? And everybody's like, well, God. You know, like, he's God. Like, he's the one that defines these things. But just, she was speaking this, somebody was translating it, and then Cannon was going on, and Cannon and Nancy were just in the middle of it with the biggest smile in all of the world. They were just exactly where God had placed them to be, that they had been prepared for. Church, you would have loved it. In church, if I could have shown you that scenario and I would have pulled a Cannon and a Nancy out of that picture, you would have said, what do we do to get somebody in those seats? Where can we find some people? There's more rooms like that. Flushing, Taiwan, China, all over the place. There's more rooms like that and will be rooms like that. So as a church, who can we love? Who can we get behind? Who can we send? Hey, how about Andy and Lily? How about some people that know the gospel? How about some people have a desire in their heart? How about some people that speak Chinese, you know? That's a bonus. They didn't even have to know Chinese, but they do, all right? And we identify that there's needs in this world. As a church, we have the privilege and the responsibility to meet, and it brings us to moments like this. His desire is matched by our desire. God placed a desire in him as an individual in Lily, but he's also put a desire in our hearts. Say, God, allow us to affirm and to help get behind as many people that are aspiring for this ministry as possible. Verse 22, it says, oftentimes prove diligent in many things. They were trustworthy people that were diligent in the work that they were given to do. Whatever is put to your hand, every one of you were given a work this week to do. And were you diligent about it? It's the characteristics that we want of people we send out as messengers. Are you going to be diligent about the work? And I can say sincerely, I believe this to be true about them. They have been diligent about the work that God has given them to do. They've done it in a way that is unto the Lord. And they were partners and fellow helpers of the truth. Verse 23, wherefore, any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. And so our workers need reinforcements. And that's what I was just speaking of. People like Cannon and Nancy and people like Mark and Natasha and people in cities that we don't already have people, they need reinforcements. They need fellow helpers. They need partners in the work. Jim Sr. told us we can now plant churches in America, all right? And I thought that was so great. And there's parts of this world that need some help, fellow helpers of the gospel and partners in the ministry. And we get to be part of that and seeing more to come. And they are messengers from the church of the gospel. It's interesting the way that it's said. Does the gospel, is it to the glory of Christ? Certainly. Is the gospel of God? Most certainly. We would never take that away from him. That's a good description. But he allows us to say that they are messengers of the church because this gospel of Christ was given to us to distribute. It was given to us as a responsibility. So does Andy belong to the gospel? Does Andy belong as a messenger of the gospel? Most certainly. But is Andy a representative of the work that we've been given to do? Yes, the same. It's one and the same. We have been given this. He's a messenger sent out of here. And then just lastly, as I've already made reference to, many people would guess who this is. the brother. Some candidates might say it's Luke or Barnabas or Silas or Timothy. I always guess Apollos when I don't know the answer. And so I would say we don't know who the man's name is, but it doesn't matter. And if it did, God would have made it clear. An unintentional fact to give us a description of a person who was famous among the churches for preaching the gospel, but he's not going to be mentioned because our names just don't mention. It's about the furtherance of the gospel. It's about what we can do together in this generation to get the gospel around the world. And then this is the description that I like so much. In verse number 22, it says, the brother and we have sent them with them, our brother. That description, our brother. Andy Smith is our brother. We get the opportunity to send him out. We get the opportunity to hold the rope for him. We get the opportunity tonight to say, in times past that have an ordination service, I reference this often because I can't get over this, because we now live in a time where we can talk to people on Zoom and Skype, you get on an airplane, you can come back. But in days gone by, in an ordination service, we would have shaken hands, maybe hugged a person, and sent them out and said, if I never see you again, our church is trusting you with the most important message in the world, which is the gospel message. We believe that you know it, we believe that you love it, and we believe that you can communicate it. And from a church to a person, there's not a greater compliment, nor is there a greater calling that we could call, give to somebody, which is to say, would you please take this message to the place in which God is directing your steps. And so it's a great honor tonight that we get to see Andy Smith ordained unto the gospel message. So today we recognize that Andy, he is our brother. We recognize that he has a sincere and earnest care for other people, that he's not in this of his own personal ambition, but the God of heaven has placed something in his heart, and God did that to reach people in which he loves. We recognize that Andy is gifted in sharing the gospel, and that he has been chosen for this specific task that we are calling and asking him to do and being sent as a messenger of this church. He is not unnamed, but it wouldn't matter to him because he simply just wants to be called a brother, because it is part of our mission as a church and it defines him so well. He is our brother. And so, church, we get to send out another brother to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, and we are so honored.